The Biden border lies continue, and the left gets very ugly towards Israel. I'm Sarah Carter. On the latest Sarah Carter Show, California Congressman Mike Garcia joins me to explain how the border crisis is spreading further into the country. And I expose widespread hatred Democrats have for Israel. Subscribe to the Sarah Carter Show wherever you get your podcasts.
First, we get a boost of juice, but first we got to talk about...
Well, Karen Curcio, I hope I'm saying her name right. Karen Curcio has something to say about pillows.
Really?
She said, yes, she sent an email that said, just want to let you girls know I ordered two king pillows, $90 off. And then giant, like, surprise faces. She says, can't wait to try them. I may have to order my daughter the kitten fur slippers for Christmas. Thanks for all you gals do and making my morning commute so much more enjoyable. Regards, Karen. Karen Curcio, I'm so glad that you're getting the pillows. And yes, you absolutely should get the kitten fur squeezy technology slippers for your daughter. Yes, you everybody should. Needs them.
Look at her everybody. Buying stuff early for Christmas. I love it. I love it.
I know. And you can get discounts on all of the things, all of them. If you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-875-0513 and use code so many discounts, you guys, especially pillows right now. You can get the queen size ones for $29.98. I don't even remember what they are normally, but it's a lot more than that.
Worth every penny.
And if you use code CHICKS, if you use code CHICKS, you get the discount. King size are only $5 more than that. They're the best. Try them immediately.
I love that you can just throw them in the washing machine too. I love that.
I know. They
get all clean and fluffy. And yeah, I love that.
And like re-fluffified.
Uh-huh.
That's my favorite. Mm-hmm. So everybody wants to know what color you're wearing because you legit look purple today.
Really? Maybe it's my light. Should I do something with my light? Hold on.
But what color is your shirt?
It's gray. It's like a dark, dark charcoal gray.
No, it's purple.
Really? Really?
You can't see that? It's so purple.
It's a dark charcoal gray, you guys.
Mm-mm. No,
damn
it's purple.
Damn it with the light. Hold on. I'm going to have to... Again, you know, one of these days I'm going to be in a real house. It's 6 months. Today we start doing stuff for like picking out doors. That you have to do it this early. Like our house will be done for like 6 to 7 months. And today... we have to go pick out doors for our house. That's
like front doors or like doors for the whole inside?
I think interior doors. We have to pick out stuff for, and I'm like, I don't know what I want.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of pressure.
It is a lot of pressure. So today I have to do all that because everything is so back ordered and like, it's crazy, you guys. Like we have to start ordering appliances right off the bat because everything is so weird about the building industry. And I'm like, I don't know what I want.
Some of the tailgaters talking about hoping that there would be some karma about Fauci and all of these emails that got dumped night before last. And it, you know, he doesn't look good right now because he looks like, There was a bunch of stuff that came out in these emails, probably the most significant of which is that, well, there's two things. There's the part where he was like telling some chick named Sylvia, no, you don't need masks. Masks are absolutely useless against preventing people from getting sick with this virus. You don't need masks. So there was that. And then, but we already knew that he had said back in March that you don't need to wear a mask. So that wasn't a huge shock. But there was an email exchange with someone where he was talking about gain of function research and his concern about it being connected to this whole virus. And that means that he had suspicions very, very early on that this came out of a lab. And yet he's been saying for months that it didn't. He yelled at Rand Paul saying that he was absolutely incorrect to suggest such a thing. Well, I mean, the emails kind of make it look otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. So, I mean, again, he's just a big fat liar. He's a big fat liar. You can't trust what he says and all that. And I love the one where he's like, I hate all this attention. I just don't like it. I'm very comfortable. I'm uncomfortable with all this attention. And then like, meanwhile, he's on the cover of like InStyle magazine. Give me a break. Dude.
So then there was the juice too that, cause you know, I told you yesterday about the book, right? Like, so there was the book coming out. Well, then all of the sites that sell the book for pre-order, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, they scrubbed their sites of the book. So that all just happened on the same day that these emails are exploding. Well, now, and by the way, yesterday I didn't know who the publisher was. It's National Geographic Books. That's the publisher. And so now National Geographic is saying, no, it had nothing to do with the emails. We pulled it because we didn't mean to put it out there for pre-order when we did. That was like a mistake.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's, I think you're wrong. I mean, what, and why does everybody have to lie about stuff?
I don't know.
Why do they have to lie? Just tell the truth. Just say why you're doing it.
Yeah.
Just say, well, you know, just, you know, it would be nice and refreshing if people would just say, you know what? He's a giant douche. And so we're pulling this. Just tell the truth. Wouldn't that be refreshing once?
God, it would be amazing.
Wouldn't it be if somebody just told the truth?
It would be incredible and not typical.
Just be so great. You know, that truth thing, that's why everybody liked Trump so much. Because he told the truth a lot. And people were like,
he said all the things.
Right. That's, I mean, at least that's one of the reasons that I liked him. As I was like, he's telling the truth. It's kind of abrasive sometimes, but at least he's telling the dang truth.
I know. I love the fact that he said from the outset, here are the things I'm going to do. And then he went and he did them. You know what I mean?
Thanks. He ticked off the list. Yeah. And we were like, oh, look at him ticking off that list. That's great.
That was my favorite. You
know, right. Uh-huh. Exactly.
Brian Stelter's ratings, Potato Man's ratings are in the tank.
He's a thumb. He's a Potato Man or a thumb? Okay. So other
Well, it goes back and forth. Some people call him a thumb. Some people call him a potato. I think it's funner. It's like a funner word to say that he's a potato.
Right. So they're
either
in the
is applicable.
Well, who finds him at the least bit appealing to watch? You know, I mean, like,
I don't know.
Okay.
They've dropped the ratings have dropped 53% since January.
Yikes.
I mean, remember when he was on vacation and like the dude that replaced him on vacation had better ratings for that week?
Yeah.
Like that's when you know you suck really hard, you know?
And they're like, stay on vacation, thumb man. Stay there.
I mean, I wanted to tell you, did anybody see AOC's tweet about her abuela? Did you guys see it?
That's a grandmother.
Yes. Good job.
Uh-huh. Thank you. I took a lot of Spanish in high school and also minored in it in college. And that's pretty much all I know. Abuela.
Well, she tweeted about her abuela in Puerto Rico. She went to Puerto Rico. It's been a little over a year since she's seen her abuela, what with the COVID and whatnot. Her grandma is not okay. Her house is in complete shambles because of all this water damage. And like she posted a picture saying, look at my abuela's house. And it's all Trump's fault because Trump didn't provide Puerto Rican aid. And so she was like, and so now my grandmother is like living in total squalor and she has to like move to some ancestral home. And she got killed on Twitter because everyone was like, you make almost $200,000 a year.
Right.
You drive a Tesla. Why are you letting your grandmother live in squalor?
I was just going to say that. Right. I mean, like, I feel like that's the obvious answer. Like that is, how can she not see that that's the obvious answer? Like families take care of families. That's really, how can she not see this?
She ended up looking so bad. A bunch of people were like, you have a Tesla. Why don't you just sell a Tesla, get yourself a Civic, and use that money to help your grandmother not live in like on a floor? You know what I mean?
Yeah, where have you been? Why has it taken this long to help her? What the hell is wrong with you?
Right. Do you not talk to your abuela?
Right.
Do you not speak?
Why has it taken this long for you to find out that your abuela is like living in squalor? Why? That's kind of weird.
I mean, I know.
You're basically a crappy granddaughter. So that's what we've learned from this story, is that you're the crappiest granddaughter ever. Congratulations.
I don't think it went the way that she thought it was going to go. Mm-hmm. Like, I think she was really trying to garner some sympathy and like put the stick it to Trump. And it just made her look so bad.
It ended up being like another one of those white suit crying moments. Remember?
Yes, exactly.
We still have
those pictures on the office door.
I know, we do. I know. Like, it just became all the memes. God, that chick is just ridiculous. Is she still like going to therapy for her trauma from when she
was
not
in?
she was not in the building on January 6th.
Well, listen, she was basically, she was effectively in combat on January 6th.
That's
so
right.
She
needs
she probably needs the EDMR and all the therapies. She needs all of them.
And ask a combat veteran, and I'm sure that he or she will agree with that.
Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. Really quickly, I would like to serenade you with a new little ditty that I have taken from my husband, who keeps singing this around the house. He's talking all about Chamonix. Skincare has new meaning to me. So every time I talk about Chamonix, which has this amazing GenuCell skincare line, my
who sang that
Billy
ridiculous
Ocean.
Song? Oh, Billy Ocean.
Billy you guys, Ocean.
There's probably like four people that remember that song. And here.
Really? Is that it? Do you guys not remember suddenly that song?
Suddenly life has new meaning.
So now we're using it with Chamonix.
Yeah. Okay. So just remember when you order your Chamonix and you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks and you enter your code chicks. Or actually when you go to if you go and like find their phone number, do we have a phone number for them? Do we have a phone number? There's no phone number. Okay. But when you just go to lovegenucell.com and you go to lovegenucell.com/chicks and you enter the code chicks, in your mind, you're going to be singing Billy Ocean now.
Yeah, you should. It's because of my husband. He cannot stop.
Right. You can.
So you guys, this is the new theme song for Chamonix. It's Chamonix.
That's right.
Skincare has new meaning to me. And by the way, it actually kind of does, because you know how you've been using the Zotique Deep Correcting Serum?
Yeah.
I had only just opened it this week because I was waiting to run out of my other serum. This is so much better.
I know.
Oh my
isn't
God.
It? Right. I told you. It's just like.
I don't even know how to describe the serum. And that is what you get for free when you get the most popular products package. It is amazing.
And it really does. It makes like little lines go away too. It's fantastic. It really is. It's liquid gold, you guys.
So
it is liquid gold.
Get you some. Use code chicks at lovegenucell slash chicks. Do it right now, because what are you even doing with your life if you're not trying Chamonix? Skincare has new meaning. What are you even doing?
To Ron.
Yeah. Anyway, so did you guys see the video of that horrible, horrible homeless dude in New York who literally just sucker punched an Asian woman straight in the face? And it was broad daylight. Did you see it?
I didn't see the video. I did not. No, I've heard about it. I did not see the video. I just tend to not want to watch that stuff. But okay. So there is a lot of hate going on right now. There's a lot of that hate, and I don't know. Was it hate because she is? Was it on purpose because of?
Well, all the instances recently of Asian hate seem to be committed most recently by Black men. And I don't know what's going on. I don't know why that's a thing. But like all of the cases that you see, especially in the big cities, it's just these random, horrible acts of violence by these Black men against Asian people, men or women. And this guy, I just read this morning, so they got him, right? So he's this homeless guy. They arrested him. He has been arrested 41 times. 15 of those times were felonies. The guy has not served any freaking time.
Yeah,
and so now the prosecutor's like, well, I think it's reasonable that we have him in jail for 365 days.
Oh, my God.
Lock him up forever. What are you doing?
I know. It's absurd. I don't understand why this happens. I don't. Our judicial system is so, as you would say, borked.
And
we've seen it firsthand. We've seen like people who are, chronic offenders, chronic stalkers who are just walking around. We've seen people who are, who are let go because they're mentally ill, who are walking around the streets, who are just, walking around, and they commit more crimes. I don't like, what are we doing? Yeah, and I guess they do it under the guise of, well, I mean, these people have rights, they got to get it. Or they just, there's some crimes that have more of a sentence, like, I guess, you know, I don't know, drug offenders get more time than rapists. That's never made any sense to me. So I don't, we just have such a crazy judicial system in this country. There needs to be such reform. And I don't know how.
And imagine this guy. This guy is like, okay, so I keep getting arrested and nothing. I have no consequences. So I'm going to keep doing the crime. It's like, I don't understand how de Blasio cannot see that that's exactly the outcome that you get when there are no consequences. Being arrested is clearly not a big deal. This guy keeps getting arrested and then nothing. So of course he's going to commit. He's going to continue to do this. He needs to be locked away forevermore. This is a repeat offender. How many times does this have to happen? I'm so mad about this. I can't even believe that this is a thing that we have to say out loud.
Yeah, exactly. I know. You're right. I can't believe it. As somebody said in the comments, whatever happened to three strikes? Well, you know, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what happened to three strikes. It would be great if it was three. But I mean, the fact that you're saying it's in the 40s. I mean, this guy is obviously somebody who's never going to be, you know, people will say, oh, people can be rehabilitated. No, some people can't. Some people just cannot be rehabilitated. Some people are just a lost cause and they need to be locked up forever. Forever. Period.
I mean, I don't want to be around those people. Who is a better example of somebody that needs to be locked away?
Right.
How many more people does he have to hurt?
Exactly. And if there's a some bleeding heart liberal out there that says, well, give him another chance. Okay, well, then you take him into your home. Have him be around your kids. You give him another chance, because I don't want to give him another chance. I mean, I just don't. I don't want him around my family.
Could not believe this. Also, we need to talk about Amazon, because you guys.
There's a post, Amazon. Okay, Amazon, oh my God. with an E.
Yes, Amazon was completely made fun of recently because they've installed what they're calling wellness chambers in their warehouses. And it basically looks like a giant porta potty, only it is nicer looking than a porta potty on the outside. And they're calling it Amazon because you go into this little wellness chamber and there's like a little tiny desk and like some little tiny plants and a little computer, and you're supposed to zen out and like take all these little classes on mental health and like well-being. And they say that it's supposed to just give you a chance to, you know, calm down and like just take a moment to like be present and like in your own space. And they're selling this to their employees. Like, look at how good we are to our employees. We're creating these wellness chambers. Well, they kind of look like stand-up coffins. And so they got dragged on social media and they ended up taking down the posts.
So it's like, is it like a Google Pod? It's like a Google Pod.
I've never seen a Google Pod.
Did you ever see The Intern? Did you ever see The Interns with Vince Vaughn and Owen, what's his name, Wilson? And they worked at Google, interns at Google, and then they go and they'd have like little sleep chambers. They have like little sleep pods, like nap pods. And they're like little, they actually look like little pods. And
did you lay in them or did you sit in them or what did you do?
You lay down in them and your feet were kind of like sticking out, you know?
Okay.
And they were like little nap pods. And so people would go there in the middle of the day. I mean, like Google is so innovative and progressive in how they do work, right? And so that's what, when you're talking about this, I'm envisioning a Google pod, like a little nap pod.
Well, here, do you see this picture?
It's a stand up. They're trying to be, I see. Oh my God. Okay. It's like a phone booth.
It's kind of like, you know what it reminds me of? It's like what you stand in if you go to a magic show and you're a woman that's about to be cut in half.
Yeah.
It's like the case that you stand in to get cut in half.
Yes. Okay. So how is that zen to be going to? I would be claustrophobic as hell. I'd walk in there and I'd be like, there's no window. There's not, like, you're just locked in like a little room. I would not feel zen out at all. What makes me feel zen is somebody like rubbing my feet, you know,
or just get them a massage chair, right? Like that would have been a way better investment than these ridiculous chambers.
Exactly.
I mean, in the world?
They probably should have asked Google, you know, like, hey, how do you do your little sleep pods and like your little Zen pods? Because I feel like they've done a little bit of this, you know, not that I'm a big proponent of Google, but I feel like they've done a little bit of the progressive stuff. What is Amazon doing? Like, what are they trying to do? Is it because they've overworked their people and they've had complaints about that?
Probably. You know, people I don't know.
People have, yeah, because people have complained about stuff. No, I don't. It's like Jeff Bezos.
Anyway, that is a thing that is happening over there at the Amazon. It is time for some talks. And I have some good audio talks today. So our producer will be very, very happy with that because.
Oh.
Yeah. So the first one is,
Is it Billy Ocean?
No.
No.
But the first one is about media bias. And there's this really fantastic example of how insidious it is that I wanted you guys to hear. So this guy is going to give you the rundown. Take a listen.
Have any Republicans been watching the news on the other side and just being baffled by how obviously misleading it is? It's weird. I'll give you an example here.
Negotiations. The rules suspended to rush the voting bill to the Senate floor for a vote. The sweeping massive legislation bans drive-through voting, restricts mail-in ballots, adding a new ID requirement, and pushes back early voting hours on Sunday when many Black churchgoers vote.
What was that last comment? When many Black churchgoers vote. Many white churchgoers vote on Sunday too. It's not just Black people. So they're plugging race in areas where race is not an issue. They're literally giving Democratic talking points on the news and projecting it as news. And people who aren't paying attention aren't seeing it happen. It's so weird.
Right?
Yeah. It's really
true. I mean, what a fantastic example.
Mm-hmm. Do you do that every so often? Do you go and watch like CNN and MSNBC and stuff like that? Because I'll do that every so often. And I just see the clips
on Twitter. I don't go to it. Like, I don't watch a lot of TV. So mostly I just see stuff on the Twitter.
I'll do that every so often as I'll go watch. I mean, I haven't done it in a couple weeks because, you know, I've been kind of in limbo. But I will do that. I'll go watch. I'll flip to MSNBC or CNN. Those are the two. And I'll just see what they're talking about. And I'm like, and I usually my face is like, what is this? Because they do exactly what the guy said. They'll do that. They sort of race bait and they pick. I mean, they're pretty incendiary. They're pretty abrasive when it comes to the news. They definitely have an agenda for sure. It's crazy.
I know that one was an eye opener because for him to say that, well, that's when a lot of Black churchgoers are usually, that's when they would vote. What the hell?
Yeah.
Sunday morning is like when most people go to church.
Yeah. It's blatant.
Oh my God.
Hey, it's the chicks here. Mock and Daisy coming at you talking about AMAC.
AMAC. Oh, how I love thee. Let me count the ways. Do you remember when like I was about to turn 50? It was probably a few months ahead of me turning 50. And all of a sudden I get bombarded with crap from AARP.
Oh, I remember.
I was like, why you gotta remind me that I'm getting old? Why you gotta do that?
Totally remember. Yeah. And now you've got AMAC, which is an alternative to that. It's the fabulous alternative, which aligns with our values.
It does. And so right now we are big into cancel culture. I don't know if you guys have noticed that, but like everybody is getting canceled.
Right.
And so I kind of think it's a nice way to fight back a little bit and cancel out AARP.
Yeah, I love
it too. Cancel AARP and get yourself some AMAC.
Mm-hmm. And you get yourself some really good discounts and really good member benefits for a really, really low price every year. Yeah, what you'd spend on like three lattes, you guys. So check it out. It's amac.us/chicks.
amac.us/chicks. Check them out today. Okay, I do have a gratuitous Whitey response video.
Oh, God, here we go. Here we go, you
guys.
But
this guy is so funny. Okay, listen.
Everyone, as Mr. Whitey's agent, I just want to thank you for all the support that you've shown my client here. However, at this time, we have reached our max for attention. So if you could go ahead and return that back to every other guy on TikTok, that'd be great. Thanks, bye.
He's reached max attention, you guys.
It's like, and him next to him, he's like doing the thing. God, that kid.
Oh my God, that kid. He hit a million followers yesterday. A million.
Oh, really? Wow.
That, it was like a couple of weeks that he
did
that.
And that's all he does. That's all he does is the.
Yeah, he made a whole new Mandy video with a new eye roll. Like there's a new one. He was like, here's your daily Mandy eye roll.
I mean,
mean, oh out of control. God.
I haven't followed him yet. I probably should go look for him, shouldn't I?
I don't follow him either. He just appears. That's the thing about the TikTok. He just constantly appears. He's just everywhere all the time.
I mean, is he on Instagram? Because I'm not on TikTok. Do you think I could follow him on Instagram, or is he just on TikTok?
I don't know. TikTok is obviously where he is a phenom. Okay, I don't know.
I'm never doing the TikTok, you guys. Never. Never.
Speaking of other social media platforms, there's this hilarious, very, very quick TikTok. The caption reads, "This is me opening Facebook after spending hours on TikTok." Listen.
I don't want to be a bitch, but you guys are really boring.
It's so true, man. Every other social media platform right now bores me to tears except for TikTok.
Oh, my God.
Well, we have one more because this girl. Okay, so this woman is in the hospital and she just had a baby. So naturally, what are you going to do? You're going to talk. You're going to TikTok it.
Of course. I mean, naturally, that's what people do when they just had a baby.
But she is so funny that I cracked up at her attitude towards this child. So watch.
Oh, my gosh. Like, I just had a baby and the doctor's like, you have to take it home now. Take it home and do what? Hang out with it? I don't even know her. Oh, my gosh. Like, I just had a
I don't even know her.
What? You have got to get off the talk. You've got to get off of it. You got to get off.
I can't.
Y'all, she has a problem. We need to do like
off of it.
Isn't there like a 12-step program for you? We've got to do something. We have to intervene, y'all. She's out of control.
I just love that. I thought that was so funny. I don't even know her. What am I supposed to do with this thing?
Don't you remember though when you did have your baby? You were like, okay, what do I do now? Like there's no instructions for this. Oh my God.
It's terrifying.
I have to take it home? Oh my God.
I'm responsible for keeping this thing alive.
And then all of a sudden you're like faced with your adulthood. when do I feed it?
It's terrifying, man. It is terrifying.
It is terrifying. And you have to put it in this tiny little thing in a car seat. And you're like the whole time you're looking at it going, are you okay?
Is it breathing? Is it breathing? Oh my God. I know.
And then you think to yourself, I'm never going to sleep again. Ever. And you don't. And that's why you look so tired. Yeah. Okay. You guys have a great day.
More people on the left want to decriminalize shoplifting, and the Wuhan lab theory is looking more plausible every day. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll bring you the good, bad, and crazy news for conservatives and hopefully leave you laughing along the way. Subscribe at Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.